That's true. Listen up. I know firsthand how limited a vessel medical insurance can be. This is why you need reliable medical coverage. More Dixon offers comprehensive global insurance tailored for yachts, covering everything from emergencies to routine checkups with flexible options and a single point of contact. More Dixon has been voted best health and medical insurance by captains and crew, including myself. Don't wait until the unexpected happens. Get covered today. Visit mdbl.im or email them at inquiries@mdbl.im for a free quote. Hi, Defling. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Uncensored. So good to have you here today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Marian. And thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to be on this podcast.
Yeah. So for people who are hearing about all-safe yachting for the first time, what actually is ASY? What made you create it?
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes in life, good things come from terrible situations. And I knew Paige Bell, which, you know, obviously that's an incredibly extreme traumatic circumstance that happened. But once it happened, and, you know, just talking with her parents, and we there just wasn't anything, there was no system available on board to, you know, help prevent these sort of things, or in the case of something extreme happening, a panic button for crew. So what I did is we started, the whole company started with the panic button idea, like let's have something that works internationally anywhere in the world. So it's an app-based system that also works with hardware. So panic buttons that can be placed either around the vessel, or crew can have them personally attached to their profile and they can wear them on a lanyard, or we have silicone watches that they can use. Okay. And what it is, you have an app on your phone that has your entire profile saved. So you start an app, and what it does, it has a panic button that's available. It works globally. We actually have personnel that are safety and security trained, companies such as ADT and Securitas, and we have systems monitoring in the US and in Europe. And what it is, if you push the panic button, it will alert all your crew members, all your designated parties. So if you want to use, include your family, all the other crew members as well, it alerts them immediately, as well as the reports, as this reporting station. And they will then have your entire profile immediately. As soon as you push that button, it gets your profile photo, your hair color, eye color, build, weight, what language you speak, any medical information. So that's sent immediately. So in the instance that maybe you can't speak, something's happened, you're in a situation where you can't talk, but you can push the button, it turns on your microphone and video immediately. So it actually collects the evidence as things are happening around you. And your
profile
is
sent.
This is
if you're using it on your phone, obviously.
On your phone, or if you've pushed the panic button that is connected via Bluetooth to your account. So you can use either. If you've got a lanyard with the Bluetooth, with the button on.
Does that also have a camera?
No, that'll turn the stuff on your phone. So only your phone will turn on with its microphone and video. But yeah, so once all of that's sent off, then everything that's recorded is saved on the database. So it's in the dashboard, you know, that you can be used later for evidence or just to record an environment of what happened. And then, yeah, so the crew have this, they can use this, you know, wherever they go in the world, it's available in all around the world. And what the good thing is that it's not just the panic button. We also have man down detection. So that's a toggle on and off. So if you're working up the mast, or, you know, even going for a drive, doing provisioning, what it does is it detects a sudden fall, a sudden stop, or if you're immobile for a certain period of time. So say, you know, an engineer is going down in the fuel bilges, and, you know, just to make sure he's not overcome by the fumes or whatever the case may be, he can turn on the man down detection. And if he doesn't move for a certain period of time, it will alert everybody on, you know, in his contacts, as well as sending off an alert to the monitoring station. So that way, you know, that gives an added layer of safety. It's not just for on board, but it's a lot of the time it's when they leave the boat as well. Now you go out in a town or a city you don't know, you know, you get lost or something happens. The panic button's always available for the crew. It's something that I was, you know, once, you know, what happened with Paige, you know, that it's just a circumstance that's not, it's rare, but my goal was to prevent those sort of things happening. You know, I invented the panic button in the hope that it's never used, especially in a situation like that. I would like it to be more of a prevention tool or a deterrent. so that, you know, if everybody on board has access to these kind of safety systems, you would like to think that maybe some of the crew that don't, that do act in a not so great way sometimes will now think twice or before doing anything or saying anything. It's just nice to have these sort of tools on board. So the panic button, that was how this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And then the more I sort of dived into it, the more we realized how much more is needed on board as far as the safety, security, and just evidence collection situation.
When I went to your website, it says that for crew, they get the panic alert, they get confidential reporting, well-being support, hours of rest tracking, and the mandate. Yeah. So can you talk about what are those specific things? We know that you already talked about the panic alert. What's the confidential reporting looks like for crew?
The goal is to have this on board vessels that, you know, if the management or, you know, or the captain themselves get the system. Now, it gives access for all the crew that have the accounts to have a reporting system that goes onto a, you know, a central dashboard. And the goal is to have, you know, it doesn't, it's good or bad, whether, you know, you're just logging maintenance or you're logging, you know, a safety drill or man overboard, whatever you're doing. These logs are logged onto a dashboard and kept with all the evidence attached, images, video, whatever you want attached to them. And the goal was to have, you know, on some, you know, on bigger vessels or the crew members worried about their job if they say something. And that's something that happens, you know, a little bit too often on board, is that the person that complains about a problem is often let go rather than the person that caused the problem being dealt with. So what the goal is to have a reporting system that when all these elements are, if there's a pattern of reports of the same incident from the same person, then all of this evidence is stored and it can be used in a way to try and make sure that, you know, the environment on board is kept safe for everybody. Because right now there is nothing. It's kind of a he said, she said. So it's what it is. It's an evidence capturing system. It's time stamped, geo stamped, date stamped. You can add images. You can add notes into the exact situation. So that's recorded. It's on the dashboard. Cannot be deleted.
Sometimes, obviously, confidential reporting could lead you to report because, you know, there's that anonymity that kind of protects you in a way. But then also, sometimes even if there's that, you might not even report it. You know what I mean? Because whatever, X, Y, and Z, you don't want to, you haven't processed it. You know, there's still fears around it, even if it's anonymous. I understand that it's better to have this and to report it, even for the fact that you're creating a trail, even for the fact there's evidence there that if something ever does happen at the end, it's like, hey, this was something that people were talking about. But I kind of wonder, when it's such a small crew, how can people deal with the fact that they may be thinking, oh, even if it's anonymous, are they really not going to know who reported this? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's two things to that. You know, one is if you're feeling so unsure that you can report something that you wouldn't even use a reporting system, then that's not a boat you want to be on. You know, if that's the system, if that's the environment you're living in. And but second of all, my goal is for this is to have the dashboard controlled by, you know, the captain would have oversight, sure, but then also a DPA or a management company. That way these reports are going further than possibly what that crew member would
and
be.
And what if
of.
The boat that utilizes this app doesn't have a DPA or a management company?
Then it would be the master that would control the dashboard. And, you know, this
and
is.
Then if the master is the issue and I report it.
It's, I mean, then what we do have is a paper trail. Then we have an evidence trail and they can log it and it can be used
against
them.
They cannot delete anything that the crew member put in.
No, you cannot delete it. It is saved on the database. And the anonymity is truly anonymous. There's no way that they can go in and then retract to see who did it. You know, on the smaller vessels, it's basically an evidence capture because, as you say, if there's four crew and one person has been affected by something and they report it anonymously, everybody's going to know who it was. What it, and again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. I don't want this to be something that we're using to catch people. This should be something that's used to prevent any sort of incidents happening. So you'd like to think that if everybody on board knows that all the other crew have access to this reporting, you're going to hopefully act a little better. That's what we're trying to get to. This is, you know, there's a majority of everybody in the yachting is good people. This is not just, but it does take one terrible incident that we try and avoid. So what you do is you open up a report, It's date, time, and geo-stamped. So exactly where you were, what day and time. Then it gives me an option to upload, take a photo or upload video, photo, audio, and then make a note of what everything that happened. Censor it anonymously. Then that there's no track back to who sent that. If you've got evidence of it and you get fired, now you have some sort of recourse to say, hey, I reported it. They decided to fire me because they didn't like what I was telling them. And now you have a case of something, depending on how you want to take it. If anything serious enough beyond bullying and harassment, it needs to be a panic button system. You know what I mean? There's no, if someone's sexually abusing you or assaulting you, that is a system. You need to get somebody involved. There's no, you know, now you're breaking the law. This is something where you need to get third parties involved. That's where the panic button would get pushed. And that sends your whole profile off to the monitoring station, the security station, as well as everybody else on board that's designated to receive alerts. Panic button, it's not just for being caught in a really bad situation. It's also for protection when you're isolated or you're doing a watch by yourself on the boat and everybody else is off. And, you know, it'll alert everybody. And if you have the Bluetooth panic button, you don't have to have your phone with you.
On your SSA, that crew members can get it, and obviously management can also get it. And management gets something different, or captains and owners.
Well, the crew would get, it's a personal protection device. So that's their app is for them to have the panic button, the hours of rest that they can track themselves. And the nice thing with the hours of rest, that it also logs your location. So if anybody's doing a crossing, every time you check in and check out, it'll take your coordinates from where you are.
If I'm utilizing ASY without management company or the vessel, just as my own protection, how does a confidential reporting works?
Then it's more of an evidence capture for yourself.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So now you're storing evidence
for yourself.
Whatever.
You're not reporting to anybody.
No. It's always there on your own personal dashboard that you can then export anywhere if you need it. But it's also, if a bosun's using it and he's running the drills, he can log all the drills and export them when it comes time for survey or, you know, it's all, everything's saved. So these are, the reporting system also has the training and drills options that you can, it's got man overboard, you know, fire drills. You can record all of those things, date, timestamp, take photos of who was there, who was present. You can now prove all of the crew were present for every drill, the time, where you were when you did it. So now they know that you're doing it every month. So that, it's not just a negative evidence capture. It's also for all sorts.
No, absolutely, yeah. And then the panic alerts, if I'm just paying for it on my own, like you choose who you want to...
You choose your personal, who you want your contacts to be, but it will always be connected to the 24/7 monitored security station. So
that's yours. That's like the company.
Yeah, that's
and what does that do?
Company. They will get your alert. They will try and contact you immediately.
Okay.
And obviously determine if you're okay, what the situation is. If you cannot respond for whatever the reason is, they will then escalate. And we've given them all the major yachting hubs around the world, but they are also security trained professionals. So they'll know exactly where you are, who to call. If they can hear on your phone, whether you're in pain or whatever, they'll know to send an ambulance as well. If there's no response, they'll send both police and ambulance.
Okay.
Or Coast Guard, whatever the case is. So that's, they will escalate it as they see fit. But the first thing they'll do is try and contact you. You'll get a message saying, are you okay? You don't respond, they'll try and call you. And then they will escalate it as the situation sees fit.
Okay, that's great. So it's like I have that, and then I have that extra that could be my partner or my mother or whoever I want to have access to.
Oh, yeah, and all the other crew on board. So that's, you know, wherever we go on the boat, they're going to be the people closest to us.
Yeah.
So they might be ashore going out for the day because they got the day off, but they will all be notified and they'll probably...
Well, but that's if I add them. Like if I'm paying for this myself, it would only be notified whoever I add to my app. Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think that crew members would be wise enough to add the other crew members as an alert because they're going to be closer to you than your family would be if you're across the world.
So, and then what's the price for this if I'm a crew member and I want to, you know, be proactive and I want to get something that's going to potentially support me, you know, and keep me safe?
Yeah, it's $39.95 a month.
Okay.
And that's
super affordable.
Yeah, it is. And it's cheaper than the Life Alert system that the people use, which is famous in the US, the whole help I've fallen and I can't get up. It's cheaper than that. And I mean, and that's only available in the US. So we, you know, we're global. And as I said, the beautiful thing about it is if you can't speak, that entire profile is sent. So they know what you look like. They can tell the people exactly what you look like. If you have any tattoos, if you have any allergies to any medications, all of that's on your profile and sent immediately. So they'll have all this information as soon as you've sent that alert. And it just saves time having to, sorry, you know, what's your name? Who are you? You know, what do you look like? Yeah.
I mean, to be totally honest, like, you know, we're talking about crew, but this is something that if I'm a manager, I'm an owner, I'm a captain, even a chief stew, I would love to have this for my guests.
100%.
As part of the safety protocol, you know, that they can like have this.
Yeah, we offer licenses where they can get them at 7 days at a time.
Okay.
So if you, every time you get a charter group on, I mean, I did a charter not long ago where we had 3 of the guests out of the 10 had different levels of dementia. And, you know, they were wandering off the boat and, you know, we had to have people watch them all the time. And that's the kind of thing that would be amazing for them to just have one of the lanyards that, you know, just to call us, or if something happens, we know exactly where they are. Because obviously the other thing I haven't mentioned, but your exact location is sent exact as soon as you push the alert. Yeah. So they know exactly where you are, which is another great bonus for not having to try and discover who you are or where you are.
Okay, and let's talk about the well-being support that's part of the app. Why you added that there and how does it work?
Well, that's something that, you know, I'm quite passionate about is, you know, the isolation, the long hours, the pressure, the stress, the anxiety, missing your family. All of these things really do add up. I mean, and, you know, when I first joined the yachting industry was I just got married. We had 2 young kids, you know, one after another. So, you know, I was away a lot. So the mental struggles are real. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a big, strong guy, you're, you know, a young girl away from your family. So this is, it's actually cognitive behavioral therapy trained AI that is, so it's psychologists and psychiatrists have designed this system that it is a chatbot, but designed specifically for therapy. And what it does, it'll build a profile. You know, it gives you prompts every day to check in, tell them how you're feeling. It's obviously trained to deal with you and to help you with anxiety, to help you with depression. It takes everything you've said. Obviously, it's, you know, it's a robot. So it doesn't forget anything you've told it. So it develops your profile. And over time, it'll give you different breathing exercises or, you know, just different exercises to feel better. Think about your family and how you can, you know, remove some of the sadness. It gives you books to read. It gives you little motivational videos to watch, daily prompts, what movies are recommended for the way you're talking to it, what mood you're in. And the beautiful thing is it's available 24/7 anywhere in the world. It's in 22 different languages. So, you know, after a long, hard day, 16-hour day on charter, you can go on in your cabin and just go back and forth for a little while, get some exercises to make yourself feel a little bit calm down a little bit. If you've had a bad day, you've had some bad friction with another crew member, it helps you deal with all of these things. And, you know, I'm passionate about therapy and then people getting help and just seeking outside advice for how to deal with their situations. And, you know, the fact that they can now have access to this 24/7, because, you know, crew members, we know how hard is it for you to book an appointment next week, Tuesday at 3 p.m. to go and see somebody. This is just something that I thought was really important to have for crew members.
And I'm glad you did, because I actually, when we previously on another call talked about it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to like download it and see how it worked. And for all the naysayers and for all the ones that are skeptics out there, I want to say that it's really amazing, because it's very human-like, and it just allows you to put your thoughts in there, and then it just helps you regulate, and it helps you maybe see things in a different perspective and zoom out from the conflict that maybe have arisen throughout the day, you know, and just gives you almost like a breather, like a space to just breathe, whether that be physically breathing or just mentally breathing, you know, that space.
It's an incredible tool. It's just a constant sort of awareness tool that really helps you guide through, you know, emotional times, anxiety. It's an incredible
tool.
And I love
the fact that if it knows that you need therapy, it will tell you. Like, here are your options. You should see somebody, because obviously, you know, it's a memory, it's a robot, and it can do so much.
It picks up on all the keywords. And if you say anything remotely close to sort of severe depression or suicide, you know, God forbid, or they, you know, talk about hurting yourself or others, it will prompt you to call, or it will alert and say, hey, you need to get some real help immediately. Yeah. Like, you know, it will never try and say, okay, well, let's get through this together. It'll say, no, this is going too far. You need to seek some real, you know, personal help. And no, it is. It's just a fantastic tool. And I think it's something that is so necessary in the industry because we are so isolated and we're away from friends, we're away from family. And then add on top of that, the highest pressure situations you can imagine as far as, you know, the service industry, the engineers running these motors away from land, thousands of miles, hundreds of miles. It's high stress and high pressure. And to have a tool that can sort of help you regulate is incredibly important.
I want to talk about the hours of rest. So with the app, how does it work? Do you? I'm just asking this because I just had a crew member call me like a week ago. And she said, I keep using the management, you know, whatever management that we're using. Yeah. They're putting the hours of work and rest. And she said, every time I put what I work, it keeps changing it to that I work less. I'm like, of course, because they want to be compliant. MLC in that case. So how does this work with your app? And how could it potentially prevent burnout for, you know, before things escalate?
Yeah, so with our rest system, the crew actually log it themselves. So there's no way that you can sort of go back and, you know, and change it up so that everybody's compliant. The crew will check in when they start their shift. They'll check out if they go on break or at the end of the day. And it's date stamped, time stamped, and geo stamped. And that's saved and recorded, and it cannot be altered on the website, on the dashboard, sorry. So that way, you know, it's just they work the hours they work. And again, you know, this is, we don't want to catch anybody. We just want to help prevent, you know, not working or not getting the mandatory rest hours. And it was just something that we wanted to add in so that it's easier for captains because it's the crew just log in, log out every day. Yeah. And then if they're off the weekend, they're off the weekend. And at the end of every month, the captain can just go onto the dashboard, click on the individual crew member and export. It'll give you hours that they worked and hours that they were on rest or hours that they were off work. And it's, you know, it's just an honest way of keeping track. It's not something that can be altered, which is unfortunately quite a large problem now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things we fully understand that in the yachting industry, there's going to be times when you can't help it. You just have to get the work done. And, you know, we run on small crew. So when things have to get done, they have to get done. And whoever's got to work to get it done, just has to do it. But what it can do is then, you know, if the captains can be a bit more, you know, aware of giving some time off after a busy week or 2 weeks and make sure that they can catch up so that at the end of the month, it does sort of come into the right amount of hours.
And exactly.
It just gives the crew, you know, give the crew power over the hours of rest. And it's a genuine daily log. It's not something that you can go at the end of the month and just fill in your days to make sure you're compliant.
So a lot of people may assume that this platform only protects crew. Can you explain the management side of ASY? Why would a owner, captain, manager would want to have this as part of their tool?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd like to think that every captain, owner, and management company wants to protect their crew and make sure they have access to a panic button wherever they are in the world. And that would be the main thing that would be, you know, the positive for all of them. What's done on the dashboard is all of the reports, and as I said, good or bad, they don't have to be all doom and gloom, the reports. It can be everything that's reported, whether it was an oil spill, where it was whatever. It's saved on the dashboard. And that's easily exportable. They can go look at that. And over the course of 12 months, you know, especially for management companies, if they have a fleet of vessels, they can look into it and go, you know, we had 20 incidents of bullying reported over the 12 months. Something needs to be addressed. Or, you know, we had so many issues with the hours of rest weren't met on four vessels, you know, 8 months out of the 12. We need to look at something in the way it's structured or, it gives them a lot of good oversight into what's going on and gives a lot of data analytics. And the good part as well is for the mental health is that it's completely confidential, but what it does, it will give a breakdown of, say you've got 20 crew across your fleet and on one vessel, it'll say, you know, last month there was 20% talk of depression or loneliness.
and they give management captains insight into what's happening on the crew, and they can address it. It just gives a lot more insight into what's going on the vessel, because right now it's, you know, it's the information normally maybe comes from one or two channels. But if we're having these analytics to break down what's being reported, what's happening as far as the mental health, we can start alleviating some of this crew turnover. The more information that owners have or management companies have, the more opportunities we have to make some changes and to give the owners the experience that they deserve. I think the insight to the management dashboard is going to be invaluable to long-term changes in the industry, finding measures in order to make it more sustainable for long-term crew.
Let's hear about real people using this tool on board, because this tool is actually out there available and people and boats are using it.
As I said, this is a prevention tool more than a, so we're the panic button that I hope you never use. So, you know, we luckily have had no incidents yet where someone's needed that. A lot of the reporting that the guys are using, that was funny enough, it wasn't something we expected, is, you know, they're on a dock down in the Bahamas and they're there full time. And a lot of the times there was discrepancies with the, you know, the water usage and the meter usage. So what they did is they used the reporting to document morning and evening reading, and they found discrepancies, and it saved literally thousands of dollars, which is funny because it more than paid for their system for the whole year, all of their crew to have it. And the crew members, you know, we requested that they use the mental health app as, you know, as part of the initial boats that were taking the system on. And I haven't heard one negative thing. Everybody, you know, even the guys that were like, oh, do we have to? You know, they're all like, wow, it's really cool. You know, have you ever heard of box breathing? It told me box breathing. You know, and these sort of things, that's, so there's a lot of positives to it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, another thing that, you know, one of the girls was really thankful because she knew Paige as well. And it was just something that made her parents so much more, you know, not relaxed, but a little bit more comfortable knowing that.
Yeah.
You know, if a daughter goes off the boat or if anything happens, there's this extra layer of protection. Absolutely. So no, it's been nothing but positive. And I'm really excited about, you know, all the new boats that are coming on board. And
are management on board with this?
Are they reaching out?
Three
of the boats are under management, and that management company has a dashboard. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, they're busy charter boats. So a lot of the time there's not much space in between the charters that happen down there. And, you know, a lot of the stuff for one of the boats, you know, a lot of the maintenance stuff wasn't getting done. And, you know, you can check if the people have checked in to see if they've actually logged in for the hours and where they were when they logged in. So if things weren't getting done, they can just double check, hey, listen, I know things are tight, but, you know, we really need these filters changed before the next trip comes in. And, you know, I want you guys to get some rest, but we also need to maybe schedule some time to get that done before everybody leaves the boat. And so it gives them a little bit of oversight into what's happening on the crew. It's a win-win for both sides, obviously protecting crew. That was goal from the start. But now having these extra tools available just makes it useful for everyone.
So if somebody who's listening today wants to be part of, you know, join ASY, either as crew or vessel management company, how can they get started and what does the setup process look like?
Sure. So if you're just a crew member that wants to get it for themselves, you know, or if your mom and dad want to buy it for you to make sure that they know where you are and they have that extra, you know, comfort of knowing that you have a panic button, you just go on the website. There's an option to download, and then you just download the app through the payment portal. And then for boats, we do a setup. So it all depends on if you want panic buttons for the crew, or if you just want, we also do the fixed panic buttons, which are, so as I said, the Bluetooth panic button to your profile, that's your personal information. But we can also do fixed panic buttons around the vessel that will be, they won't be labeled as location. So if you have one in the crew mess or one in the galley or one in, you know, forward, you know, starboard forward cabin, guest cabin, when somebody pushes that, that's linked to our hub system on the vessel, which will only indicate the location where the button was pushed. So if boats are looking to have more hardware on the vessel, then obviously there's a setup for that. We would get all the crew information, set up all their profiles for them, and then give them all the allocated accounts, and then give them the dashboard access for the management, the captain. So there's a small setup fee of $250 for us and the developers to set up the crew and all the profiles, but that's only for the vessels. There's none of that's necessary for a private account.
Perfect. I mean, it's so affordable. I just can't believe it. So it's like, it's a no-brainer.
no excuse. Literally, there's no excuse to not have ASY on your vessel. And I think if you're a charter vessel, this is going to be an amazing addition to have to also market the vessel as a safer vessel. Oh, well, this one has ASY. So that means you have an extra layer of safety, you know, for your kids, yeah, for your family, for the crew on board, for yourself. I'm so happy that you decided to go ahead and do this.
I want to say just, I am, you know, I've been honored to be asked. I'm hosting the Paige Bell Memorial Golf Day, and I'm working with Paige's parents, John and Michelle, and we're going to be holding it in South Florida around the same week of the Florida Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. This is the inaugural one, and it will be an annual event. We're going to get some of the crew safety, crew wellness companies involved. We're going to have some great prize giving, all food and drinks included. It's going to be a really positive day. And we're actually going to be flying John and Michelle Bell out from South Africa for the day. It's just, I'm really excited to show them the positive side of the yachting industry, because unfortunately, all they know is, you know, sadness and misery. So I want to show them how positive we are in the industry, you know, how collaborative we are and how caring we are. And I want to show them a really good time and get them to meet a lot of the people in the industry and just show them, you know, how amazing the industry is, and just give them a good time.
Thank you, Devlin.
Thanks very much for having me. And I'm hope to see you again soon.
All right. I'll see you guys next time.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.